over a week ago now from mining magnate Gina Rinehart, who made references to the age pension system. And we've had lots of messages here to the program asking if we can somehow talk to Gina Rinehart about her suggestions. Now, it was reported that the billionaire wanted changes to the age pension system to help ease the nation's skills crisis, simply by encouraging those who want to remain in the workforce to do so without fear of financial penalty. To go back and have a look at that system, because as most people would know, once that retirement age is reached, the taxation structure is not exactly one that encourages people to stay in the system. It's not overly generous. I think that's an understatement. Now, Gina Rinehart, unfortunately, is not available, but she has graciously allowed her general manager of media and public relations matters, who happens to be Dean Nalder. Dean, some of our listeners will recall, was a former state Liberal MP here in Western Australia for the seat of Bateman, and now is working alongside Gina Rinehart. How are you this morning, Dean?
I'm very well. Good morning to you, Liam.
Well, I suppose you're sleeping better as well, because I'll tell you what, you'd rather be working for Hancock Prospecting than being a member of the Liberal Party at the moment, wouldn't you, in Parliament?
Look, I have to say the opportunity, the time was for me to move on from politics, and you know, I think you're one of the people that said I got the timing right at some point. So, look, I'm happy to have moved on.
Yeah, very, 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 very good decision. So, Dean, let's talk about what's happening with Hancock Prospecting and Gina's suggestion about this age pension system. Do you think it would make a difference, and how much of a difference could it make potentially?
Well, look, it's interesting because we at Hancock are seeing the issue of finding employees in the agriculture and mining sector, but we're aware that it's happening in other industries, particularly hospitality and tourism, and particularly in regional WA. And conversations that I've had with CCI WA, they've indicated that WA is currently around 55,000 employees short. And that alone, if it's left unresolved, will cost the WA economy $1.5 billion over the next 12 months. But further conversations that I've had with the likes of Ian Henschke from Seniors Australia, who provided me some data comparing Australia and New Zealand, that indicates that for the participation rate in the workforce for over 65-year-olds, in Australia is just over 14%, 14.2 in 2020, versus New Zealand just under 25% at 24.8.
Sure.
And so the participation rate, and if you look at their system over there, they don't have the financial penalties if people continue to try and top up their pension system. And so we're calling for a greater choice for pensioners and less of a penalty that if they choose to want to top up their pension.
That's a very big difference, isn't it? So 10% more of the eligible population over the age of 65 in New Zealand still participating.
That's correct. And I think it's a lot better system. But given the particular issues we face, particularly here in the WA and more broadly in Australia around a tight labour market, we believe it's critical that the government examines this as soon as possible.
Yes. And you're talking about a whole range of jobs throughout the sector. I mean, Gina's not alluding just to mine workers in terms of being on the mine site, is she? She's talking about a raft of different skills.
Definitely a raft. We're noticing it particularly in regional WA, and we hear it all the time through the hospitality sector, you know, restaurants, bars and so forth that can't find staff. We know in the agricultural sector that, you know, they're crying out, and all of a sudden we start looking overseas to allow people from overseas to come in and fulfil jobs that we can't get people in Western Australia to do. We think that there's potentially a solution here that we could look after our own a little bit better and help alleviate the situation.
And it's not just across mining, is it, Dean? Because obviously Gina's involved also in agricultural projects.
That's correct. We are seeing it in the agriculture sector, definitely. But, you know, we're hearing it across many different industries. We've heard about it in the health sector. You know, as I said, the hospitality sector. But we're seeing it specifically in our businesses within the agriculture and mining sectors. But it's not one particular area alone.
Would there be any price point that would work? I mean, what is it? Is it a taxation system that needs to be eased off, or how do you see it? Is there a...
I think... Nick Bruning alluded to it yesterday in the West pretty well, where he talked about once you earn over $33,900, including your pension. So a single pensioner is earning about $25,000. Once you get over $33,900, if you add in some work, you start paying you're paying 21% tax rate because your pension's included in your assessable income, but you then start losing, you're losing 50 cents in the dollar. So you've got a total tax of 70% if you're working and you're an age pensioner. And it's just too big an impost. And we think that the government can do more around the work bonus scheme that they have in place to either lift the threshold and or reduce the penalty rate at which your pension declines.
It's really ludicrous, isn't it, that there's no sort of bonus in place either as some sort of incentive to stay in the workforce with all those years of experience?
Yeah, look, it seems like the system's out of whack. I mean, the impost on pensioners for doing some work is far greater than any other Australian under the tax system. And so I think it is unfair. I also think it's good for the economy. It's good for Australia. And if we provide it as a choice for pensioners, it's not forcing them to do it. It's a choice. It's good for pensioners as well.
Well, the question is,